Welcome back, everybody, to Make Onions Cry, the podcast. I'm your host, Angie.
And I'm your host, Kat.
And today, we're going to take a deep, deep dive into the fun topic of zodiacs.
I honestly am super excited about this because I, for, you know, the record, don't believe in them. But I think they're super interesting just to discuss and just to, you know, hear what the theories are, what each one is, what you're supposed to act like, whatever. It's just fun.
And I'm, on the other hand, think that they have some weight. I can't say that we should discredit it fully, but my opinion, whatever. So let's just jump right into it.
Intro music.
So before we jump in, disclaimer, sorry for my low energy today. I have been infected with the COVID. So I'm getting through that, but I'm doing okay. Just, you know, suffering a little bit.
Basically, what I'm hearing is, Kat, get your shit together and pull this episode.
Well, you'll be making most of the jokes and I'll be like, ha ha ha.
All right, at least I know that your fake laughter is going to be real, just low energy.
It's just low energy today. Yeah. I'm trying my best here. But I'm going to spice this up. I have a question of the day for you.
Oh, man. All right.
So how would you explain your friends and your past/current romantic relationships? Like their personalities, way of life, are they similar or very different to one another and also to you?
Okay, so this is a two-parter. The first one is friends. And I mean, I talked about this on the friends episode a bit, but I can just retouch on it. My friends are all different. There isn't like a standardized personality that I'm drawn to that I'm with. The only thing I do have with friends is that they cannot be boring. Like, I need to be able to hold a conversation with them. And if they're someone that just they rely on me to do all the heavy lifting, that just won't work out. I just won't want to hang out with them. I won't want to interact with them. I will be bored. When it comes to relationships, I honestly, all three of my past and current partners have been different from each other. Mm-hmm. Like, my first girlfriend was much more on the relaxed side, like very mellow, very, you know, chill and whatnot. My second girlfriend was more wild, like much more wild, very much, I want to party, I want to get drunk, I want to go dancing. And then Abby's kind of like a mix of the two, you know. Mm-hmm. But so it's there isn't also a defined answer for that one. I'm just drawn to people that are different types of personalities and come from different wakes of life.
Right. And I think on my end, I'm, as I've said before, I'm drawn to people who are more outgoing, who can speak up a little bit more, who can like push me out of my comfort zone, but also people that I can rely on at the same time. In both romantic and friendships. So, having said that, zodiac signs. What are your initial thoughts when it comes to the zodiacs?
First and foremost, the best three signs, question asked, are Pisces, Scorpio, Gemini. That is it.
We're about to get canceled for that.
No. And the reason I say that is because those are my big three. And I'm the
shit.
We'll
touch on the big three later.
But yeah, no, I mean, okay, on like an honest note, my initial thoughts from what I do know is that there's stereotypes involved with each zodiac sign. Like Pisces, yeah, for example, that's my sun sign, and that everyone is always like artistic, free spirit, emotional, like all this bullshit. And it's like every single sign has those stereotypes.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just going to go through the list in order from 1 to 12.
Okay.
And just give me your initial thoughts.
Okay. Like, some of them, okay, just as a disclaimer, some of them are biased because I
just want to know.
Yeah, like I do have predetermined notions of what they're supposed to be.
Right.
Okay.
But I want to hear it. So Aries is the ram. It's an air sign. It's from March 21st to April 19th. It's number one.
Angry, hot-headed, very energy-filled.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. All
right. Number two, Taurus, the best zodiac. Bolt. Earth sign, April 20th to May 20th.
Stubborn, loves to sleep. I think they like food. Me just describe Angie.
That's my life. Okay, then we have Gemini, which are represented by the twins. Mm-hmm. It's an air sign, May 21st to June 21st.
So the stereotype, I think, with them is that they're two-faced, but I disagree. I think it's one of those signs where they adapt to different personalities. So, you know, if you're with someone that's very mellow, you're going to be more mellow versus if you're with someone that's super outgoing, you're going to vibe to that.
Right. But they can come off two-faced to different people.
Because of their switching personalities, quote
right.
unquote.
Right. Then we have number three, Cancer, which is the crab. It's a water sign, June 22nd to July 22nd.
I think they're supposed to be the most emotional. That's what I heard. Like, they're the most emotional, the most sensitive, crybabies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Number five, we have Leo, which is the lion, fire sign, July 23rd to August 22nd.
Conceited, loves themselves, very, confident, full of energy.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Virgo, which is virgin. Earth sign, August 23rd to September 22nd.
Very orderly, structured, has their shit together, but also will panic.
Yeah.
Like, if anything is out of, not in the order, it's, instant panic.
Yeah, no, that's good. Then we have our Libra, which is balance. Mm-hmm. Air sign, September 23rd to October 23rd.
I think this is, one of those neutral signs where it could go either way. Like, they kind of vibe all around. They're just kind of, just roll with it.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have our Scorpios, which are the scorpions, which is a water sign, which a lot of people get mixed up with. But October 24th to November 21st.
So these, I personally love Scorpios. So
I'm dating a Scorpio.
This is one of those where my bias is coming in here. Very
I used
much
to be scared
like
of them.
Yeah, very much deeply in tune with their emotions, but also they're sociopaths. So
yeah, fair enough.
I feel like that's a good description.
I didn't know many Scorpios until, and now I'm dating one. So, and it's the best relationship I've been in. So I was like, where have you been hiding all my life? That's weird.
After you're done with the 12, I have some comments to make.
Okay. Then we have our Sagittarius, which is the archer. It's a fire sign. November 22nd to December 21st.
Sagittarius.
Sorry, I mispronounced it. Yeah. My bad.
Please get it right. So with this one, aren't they supposed to be like twats? To put it, that's very much like everyone I know hates Sagittariuses. Like, if you're a Sagittarius sun, everyone hates you.
Fair enough.
Especially if you're a guy. Like, just the worst connotation. Like, I think they have the worst connotation of the zodiac, and then that's Scorpio after.
Yeah, I was cheated on by a Sagittarius, so.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
That does track. Then we have Capricorn, which is a goat.
Mm-hmm.
Earth sign, December 22nd to January 19th.
This one, I think, is supposed to be your, very hardworking, very ambitious, go, get that bag type of shit. I don't fully agree.
Get that bread, get that head, then leave.
I mean, I don't agree with that one. I just know that that's the stereotype with it, I think.
Okay. Then we have Aquarius, which is a water bearer, and it's an air sign. Another one people get confused with. January 20th to February 18th.
Okay, I won't lie. I know jack shit about Aquarius.
They're kind of
I know one Aquarius. No, I know two Aquariuses in my life. and just nothing. I cannot tell you anything.
Okay, fair enough.
I have no idea what it's supposed to be.
Then, last but not least, we have our Pisces. Sign.
Save the best for last, as always. Completely understand. Pisces are rulers of the world. King shit only. The best of the best.
Okay.
Hierarchy. Uh-huh. Top of the food chain.
Right.
You know, I can keep going.
Okay. Anyways.
But also, like, artistic and emotional or something.
Right. Yeah. But they're represented by the fish, water sign, February 19th to March 20th. So, what are your initial comments on these?
So, first, I just want to know, for those of you listening that don't know me and have never seen me before in my life, as I mentioned, I don't believe in astrology, but also my top three are my top three because I have them tattooed on me, and it's like that's how much I love myself, just as a disclaimer. And second of all, I did want to say, I feel like, you know, I want to touch on the air, earth, and water a bit in this conversation. Okay. Because I feel like all the signs that fall into the air, earth, water, like, they all share similar traits. It might not be on the same extent. Like, you know, I'll do the water signs because two out of the three are in my big three. And the thing that they all have in common is emotion. You know, Scorpios are more internally, like, very deep very deep with their emotions. I was, like, stuttered there. Pisces are more so, like, they're just emotional overall. And then Cancers are very externally emotional. Like, they show all of their emotions. It's, yeah, so, like, that's, like, their common theme. And same thing with Earth signs. I think their thing is supposed to be, like, staying grounded, which makes sense. You know, Earth, whatever. Like, they all have that kind of stability mindset or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think fire signs are supposed to be more like willed, if that's, yeah, is that the right word? I don't know, but they're supposed to be more like
free-willed,
powered in that kind of sense.
Yeah, they're more passionate.
Yeah, and it's like, I think, you know, with every sign, there's a lot of stereotypes and connotations, and if you go in looking at someone based on their zodiac sign with these predetermined notions of, like, oh, they're a Capricorn, so they're supposed to do XYZ, and you're looking for those traits, you're gonna find them. And it's like, especially if they're negative traits, you know, like, if you go in dating a Sagittarius, I know I shit on them like 5 minutes ago, but if you go in dating a Sagittarius and you're like, oh, he's going to be an asshole, he's going to cheat on me. And it's like, they might not, but you're going to think that everything they're doing is shady just because of that predetermined notion. So I did want to say, you know, be cautious with what the zodiac does represent, and, you know, believe, don't believe, because a lot of the time with behavior, it comes in with what you already think and what your mind already perceives.
Right. Just to be wary. But if you do believe, like, believe what you want, girly. Mm-hmm. Or boy.
Person.
Person. Whoever you are. Whatever you identify as.
Yeah.
But I'll just go into, like, the general characteristics of each. So you said for Aries, they tend to be, like, angry, strong-willed. They are number one in the zodiac sign, in the whole list. I don't know.
What does that mean, that they're number one?
They're the start of the zodiacs.
Right, but what does that mean?
This whole zodiac calendar, you know how, like, our calendar starts January?
Yeah.
The zodiac calendar starts with Aries.
I know, but, like, is that supposed to make them, like, some kind
they
of...
They see themselves as number one.
Oh, okay. You have to spell that out for me. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. So, it, like, they're number one in their head. They're like, hell yeah, we're the best.
So, I can't shit on Aries because I'm an Aries cusp. Like, if I was born 3 days later, I would be an Aries.
I love Aries.
So, you know, kings.
Yeah. They're bold and ambitious. And they always, like, dive head first. And they're very chaotic. They can be very chaotic. They have an idea. They just go for that idea. And they'll make a mess in the way, and then they'll be like, I got it done.
Yeah, you know what? That tracks.
Which is the opposite from Virgo, who are very, as you said, like, structured. They need, like, lists. They need this. They need that. And so when they're paired, ooh.
Are they the two that, like, don't do it?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't work. But sometimes they do, like Jenna and Julian.
Right.
And they're a beautiful couple, and they are a hilarious couple.
Who's the Virgo there? Is it Julian?
You think Julian is the Virgo?
No, but I don't know. Jenna doesn't seem like a Virgo to me.
She is a Virgo.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Because she also gives me Aries vibes. She's like very eccentric.
Yeah, which is why they get along.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he is Aries to the core.
Okay, well.
But this was like my favorite description of a Taurus. I'm just going to read it word for word. What sign is the more likely to take a 6-hour bath, followed by a luxurious Swedish massage and a decadent dessert spread? Why, Taurus, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
I mean, as I said in the beginning of this episode, I am dealing with COVID right now, and I did take a 4-hour nap today. I did sleep for like 10 hours last night. I took a 5-hour nap yesterday, slept for 12 hours that night before, took a 6-hour nap the day before that. Like, I am killing it.
Dude,
with the nap game.
How? I genuinely want to know how.
I'm killing it, man.
That's crazy.
I literally, the first day that I tested positive for COVID, I took a nap for 6 hours, went to bed at 8:30.
But you're also sick. So like that helps, right?
Yeah, but you know me, I nap.
Yeah, that's true. You do nap.
This is not weird for me.
No, this is very much like your day-to-day.
I could do that in a normal day.
Yeah, no, you could. Yeah, no, this tracks.
We're the nap king and queens.
I know. Could not be me.
And we're very much strong-willed and, what's it called?
Stubborn.
That. no, but, trustworthy. And oh my god, what's the word that I'm looking for? Loyal.
I'm like, where? I have no idea where you're going with this. I'm like, yeah, keep talking.
I got there. We got there. Okay, then we have the Gemini. Geminis, have you ever been so busy that you wish you can clone yourself and just to get everything done?
Me.
That's a Gemini. They spontaneous, playful, and adorably erratic. I'm gonna question that. Gemini is driven by its insatiable curiosity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, is Gemini the one that like is supposed to not get along with Pisces?
I think so. Yes.
Wow, inner conflict for me.
There you go.
Makes sense.
makes sense. Then we have Cancers, who their ability to exist in both emotional and material realms. So they're very emotional, but they also are realistic at the same time. So they're
That's why they clash with each other.
That's why they're always crying.
Okay. That makes sense. You know what that makes? I don't know that many Cancers, but you know what that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we do know a mutual Cancer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think I know like 2, maybe 3.
Yeah, I know a few.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I know a lot are pretty emotional, so I can speak to that. Then we have our Leos. Roll out the red carpet because Leo has arrived. Passionate, loyal, and infamously dramatic. Yep. Then we have Virgos, which I had said. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. Virgo will do that. They have structure. They will get everything done. Libra is all about balance and harmony, which is represented by their little...
The scale?
The scale. Yep, that's the word. It's COVID. I can't think of words.
Okay.
It's not because I'm blonde. It's because it's COVID. Mm-hmm. Scorpio, elusive and mysterious. They use emotional energy as fuel. That's really all I have on them. And they're very courageous as well.
Yeah. I mean, I can speak a bit to Scorpio because I researched them just to learn about what I'm supposed to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then we have our disgusting Sagittarius. Only for the men. Only for the men. The men are bad. All men are bad. This fire sign knows no bounds, represented by the archer. Sagittarius are always on a quest for knowledge. They're the last fire sign of the zodiac. Launches
you are struggling, bro.
It's many pursuits like blazing arrows.
That makes sense, the archer.
Yep. What's the most valuable resource for Capricorn? The answer is clear: time.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn is climbing the mountain straight to the top and knows that patience, perseverance, and dedication is the only way to scale. The last earth sign of the zodiac. Interesting to know. I don't know why. Despite the aqua in its name, Aquarius is the last air sign. Mm-hmm. That's why
everyone always thinks it's a water sign. They always think Aquarius is water and Scorpio is air.
Yep. Don't know. I mean, Scorpio, it's just a scorpion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I always thought that was a fire sign because they're like mean.
Feisty.
Mean. Yeah. Well, scorpions are mean.
I think they're cool.
They can kill you.
So can, you know, like so can mosquitoes. Bro, I feel like a ram, if you ask me, a ram is more likely to kill you. A bull? A lion? They're way more likely to kill you than a scorpion.
The Leo is a fire sign.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Aquarius. Innovative, progressive, and shamelessly revolutionary, Aquarius is represented by the water bearer, the mystical healer who bestows water or life upon the land.
So what are they supposed to be? Like, what's the stereotype?
Aquarius is dedicated to making the world a better place.
Hmm. I don't know if I buy it.
Interesting. then we'll just move on to the last one. If you looked up the word psychic in the dictionary, there would definitely be a picture of Pisces next to it. Pisces is the most intuitive, sensitive, and empathetic sign of the entire zodiac.
Basically, anyone listening, don't mess with me or I'll put a curse on you.
All right, let's not do that. typical Pisces, right?
I said what I said.
Am I right, ladies? So let's go into, since we know basics of everyone, sun, moon, and rising. And rising is also known as the ascendant signs. So do you know the general meaning of your sun, moon, and rising?
Correct me as I go with this. Isn't the sun supposed to be just like your overall, like, general personality, but nothing in depth, just like very on the surface? Your moon is supposed to be internal, how you are actually, like, within yourself, bullshit, mm-hmm. something like that. And then your rising is supposed to be how you appear to people.
Yes.
Or how you act with people. Is that something like that?
Yeah, your rising or ascendant is kind of how you come off at first glance. Like, so mm-hmm. if you meet someone new, your rising sign is what is going to perceive.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Which makes sense for me, too, because I am an Aries rising, and I come off energetic and outgoing, and then you get to know me, and then I nap for 6 hours, and you're like, where is she?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense for me, too. Like, I very much am extroverted to the max, and it's like very much Gemini vibes.
Right. So you're three.
Mm-hmm.
Pisces sun, Scorpio moon, Gemini rising. Do you identify?
Okay.
Do you identify with these three? And why?
Okay, so as I've gotten older, I'd started to identify more with my Pisces self. I've gotten a lot more emotional and, like, in tune with my emotions because I used to block them out for years, and then I went to therapy for a bit, and now I'm better. So it's, like, I'm more accepting of my emotions.
We love therapy.
Yeah, self-help. but, yeah, since then, sponsored by BetterHelp. No, we're not sponsored. But
I wish.
So with that, like, with the Pisces, I started to, I guess, be more like that. I've started crying more recently. Like, when I see a cute puppy, I'll be like, oh my god, it's so good. Like, the other day, I shit you not, I sent Abby a cute TikTok, and I texted her, and I was like, I just sent you the cutest TikTok, and I'm sobbing. And it's like, that's like a regular for me these days.
Oh, I used to count how many times you cried.
Yeah, no, I used to be able to count on my hands how many times I've cried in a year. Now, I can't even do that for like a month. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, right? That's called growth.
And I've stopped crying that much.
I like that.
I'm still crying a lot, but...
But like, you know, it's all about, you know, not limits. The middle ground, whatever. Doesn't matter. Point is, continuing on with my... I feel like with my Scorpio... I think that one makes sense because I'm actually very deep and a lot of people mm-hmm. don't realize it. Like on the surface, people just see me very, you know, bubbly, energetic, talkative, chatty, whatever, which I guess is the Gemini. But like I have depth, you know, there's I bring something to the table. I'm mysterious.
Sure, I have depth. I have depth. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Uno reverse. Okay. Do you identify with your top three?
I do. I mean, Taurus Sun makes sense. Mm-hmm. I am a stubborn piece of shit. I love spending money on myself. Mm-hmm. And I love eating. I love everything that a Taurus is. I just pamper me, baby. And my napping skills, as I said, that should be an Olympic sport because I would win the gold medal every time.
I feel like napping and Olympics in the same sentence just don't fully. It's like not curling. Is curling the one with the brooms?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like that sport.
Yeah, so it works. Anyways, Sagittarius. I don't really know how I fit into that. I mean, like...
So, well, one thing to note is the sun and moon are very different. Like, someone yes. that's, you know, like a Scorpio sun and a Scorpio moon, completely different.
Right.
So it's like, same thing with Sagittarius. Like, Sagittarius sun and moon, also different. Are you pulling up your co-star?
Oh, of course I am. I need, like... Fuck. I got caught.
Can't hide from me.
I will read my co-star now, ladies and gentlemen. Moon in Sagittarius. The moon rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. This is likely the sign you most think of yourself as. I feel like I don't think of myself as a Sagittarius, but...
Unless you don't realize it.
Unless I don't realize it. Moon is in Sagittarius, meaning your emotional self is restless, self-questioning... optimistic and independent. Well, you may hide your sensitivities behind an interest in finding new ways to feel. Okay.
Not Angie exposing herself unintentionally.
You know what? I never really read into that, but yes. I do identify. Now that I read that, I do identify. Aries rising. I can definitely see that because when I meet new people, I'm an introverted extrovert, I would say. Is that the right way? Introverted, extrovert. I like my alone time. I get really tired after like hanging out with a bunch of people or going to parties and like doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I first meet people, I come off like I get really hyper energetic. Like I just want to talk to everyone. I want to like be friends and like mingle, get everyone together. And mm-hmm. and then once you really get to know me, I'm very calm, I would say.
That makes sense.
So I do, yes, in long story short, I do identify with my top three.
I feel like it's also important to note that introverts can also be social. Like there's yes. a big difference between being an introvert and being shy. Because you could be introverted and just have, you know, that energy level not as high as someone that's extroverted. But if you're mm-hmm. shy, then that's a different thing.
Right. No. I could be shy. I used to be shy when I was a kid. Like, mm-hmm. very, very shy. I wouldn't talk. But they say with the zodiacs, like, as you grow older, your sun doesn't really matter as much. Mm-hmm. Your moon matters more.
So what I'm learning is I'm going to be more mysterious as I get older.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks. Yeah. That tracks.
That tracks. That does track. And I will just be more avoiding my feelings. That does track.
All right. Snaps all around the room, everyone. Snaps all around the room.
Snap, snap, snap.
What a self-aware queen.
I wouldn't say self-aware. Cancer. I think that's the opposite of what my moon sign is. But at least I'm prepared for it.
That's true.
Okay, so going into like most compatible signs and least compatible signs, mm-hmm. what do you think? Like, what are your top signs of, yes, this sign would go really well with this sign.
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
Taurus and Cancer and Taurus and Pisces. Those True. Are, I feel like everywhere I've ever seen has always been like Taurus and these two water signs. Just go for
it. Taurus and their water signs. Like, we love our water signs, and I'll tell you why. Taurus, we are very grounded. We are very much, we like our stability. We like planning, and we like all of that. Water signs, they flow. They go with the flow. And that, like, really brings out that in us. So, like, we can stabilize them while they bring us out of our comfort zone, and they mesh really, really well.
I really thought you were going to say, Taurus, we're grounded, so we need someone that's batshit crazy. That's, well, I'm not going to lie, that's where I thought where you're going with that. Like, you need someone that's just not.
Okay, rewind. Taurus, we're grounded, but we need someone batshit crazy.
Yeah, that tracks.
It does track.
But aside from that one, also, Leo and I think Aries, I think is supposed to go really well. Or, not Aries. Gemini? No, wait. No. It's not Aries. Hold on. It's not the fire signs. It's one of the air signs with the fire sign. I don't remember. It's like, hold on. I don't remember, but it's an air sign, fire sign combo. I know that.
Is it? Hold on. Leo and Libra?
Maybe. Yeah, actually it is. Leo, Libra, I think that's the one.
Yeah, because Leo's very much, I'm number one, and then Libra's like, whoa, 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 balance.
Yeah, it's like, hold your roll, king.
Take it back. Yeah. Take a step back.
I mean,
back.
Overall, isn't it supposed to be that earth and water are compatible, and then fire and air are supposed to be compatible? Yeah. Like, overall.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And then there's, yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yep, those are the four. So, I mean, I just put the top three that I found, Taurus and Cancer, mm-hmm. definitely. Taurus on Pisces was also there, but I didn't write that down because I didn't want two Tauruses in there.
That's valid.
Even though we are the best.
I feel like Taurus is universally one of the most gotten along with signs.
Yeah, like, we're pretty easygoing.
Yeah, like, out of all the Zodiacs, I feel like you guys have the least beef with people.
Yeah, it's because, like, yes, we're stubborn, but I can't speak today. I'm so sorry, guys.
Bro, blame the COVID. Blame the COVID.
It is the COVID. But we, like, don't write people off, like, too quickly, unless, like, you really mess something up, then we're just done with you.
Mm-hmm.
But we always tend to give people a fair shot, which I think is a good trait.
Yeah,
I mean, that's... I must say so myself.
All right. Hype queen.
Snaps for me. So Aries and Libra, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fire-air combo.
Yep. As we said, Leo and Libra, it's the Aries, they... Fire and air signs ignite mm-hmm. to form sparks, as this weird website said. Aries are impulsive and often need someone to balance them out.
What's your source, this weird website?
I did not cite my sources.
Like, where are you getting your information from? Oh, I don't know. Some weird website.
It's some weird website. I didn't cite my sources. Then we have, I said, Taurus and Cancer, a love that can be read about in books.
Okay.
Earth and water signs understand each other on a deeper level, a classic sugar and spice relationship. Cancer brings the sugar on the table with their good humor and calm nature. Taurus spices up their relationship with passion and determination.
What calm nature? Cancer? Aren't cancers...
They're calm.
Are they?
Yeah, they just cry.
But isn't crying caused by, like...
No, they're not erratic.
Oh, okay.
They're calm. They like, get emotional, but they're not, like, crazy emotional. Like,
so they're not, like, sobbing, they're just crying?
Yeah, they just cry over everything.
Okay. That makes sense.
But not, like, the world is ending. Just kind of like, oh, I'm sad.
Okay. You know? That makes sense.
You know? Yeah. It's just kind of like a, aw.
Okay, so they're, like, they're cute.
Yeah. Okay. I love my cancers.
All right.
Then we have our Geminis and Aquarius. Mm. Fucking psychopaths.
Yeah.
The two of them.
Yeah.
Both signs crave excitement, creativity, and a sense of freedom in the relationship. Absolutely. They both have very similar needs and understand one another completely.
Interesting. See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know what Aquarius is. So for me, like, are they just similar to Gemini? Is that what it is?
Let's do a little on-the-spot research.
Okay.
Shall we?
Okay.
Aquarius has a very strong and dominant personality. Above all things, the sign seeks the truth. Aquarians are tolerant to every point of view and can see both sides of an argument. They are independent, and from time to time, it is their nature to seek out alone time. On the other hand, Aquarians can be true extroverts. Their great desire to help humanity enables them to make friends very easily, but their high-minded personal ideals and values makes them overly demanding of others. They are overly demanding, and they do have really high expectations for everyone okay. around them.
I mean, this sounds pretty good. Like, an Aquarius, like, based on that definition, sounds like a pretty good sign.
They value themselves to, like, the gods.
But then if they're with someone that's, like, the shit, I feel like if you're in a, like, a Aquarius that's a lawyer, you would date, like, a doctor to match that energy.
Yeah.
Like, someone,
yeah.
like, very, very, like, high profile, ambitious, like, get shit done type of personality.
Yeah. It says, although the sign is dedicated to family, that is not a guarantee that they will form a close bond with all family members. Ooh. So they create really strong bonds, but they do have really, really high expectations for everyone around them, and everyone around them needs to be, like, top-notch in their
interesting.
Minds.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, the two Aquariuses I know are... Wait. Was my grandfather a Pisces? End of February is Pisces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, never mind. The one Aquarius... No, the two...
Hold on.
Like, February 29th. I'm pretty sure that's Pisces.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. My grandpa was a Pisces king. That makes sense. That makes so much sense. King. A male Pisces.
my ex was an Aquarius.
Like, yeah, the two Aquariuses I know, one of them is my brother. It's like, I don't know. I've never had, like, very predetermined notions about him. He was just always chill. Like, I never had issues with him.
Yeah, they're pretty chill, but they do have... They set a lot of expectations.
Yeah. And then the other one I have is, you know, a friend that's just very talkative, chatty, ambitious.
Yeah. And my ex.
Wait, which ex?
The last one.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and I learned something new about Aquarius.
Which ex? The ick. Tune right, into our right. last episode.
Self-promo.
but yeah, so let's, having talked about our most compatible signs, what about mm-hmm. our least compatible signs?
Oh my god, it's gonna be like an earth and fire combo probably, mm. or like a water and air combo. It's gonna be like Pisces Gemini. I'm telling you. What?
Just the way you said that.
No, I know. I just, I know. I know who I get along with, and I know who I don't. And I know okay. why. but I feel like, no, on like a real note, I feel like a Leo with like a Capricorn or a Virgo would not vibe. Like, they would just clash very heavily. Or like a Sagittarius, maybe. A fire sign and a Virgo. I feel like that's what
Sagittarius
it is.
Sagittarius and Virgo are one of my picks, yes.
Mm. Yeah, because it's, like, very clashing personalities there.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Taurus and Leo.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. No. Oh, wait, Pisces and fucking Aries. We're supposed to really hate
You're
each other.
You're number one. That's number one on my list.
Yeah, because it's, like, there's something with, like, the first and last zodiacs, and, like, they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, some bullshit like that. Yeah. And it's, like, we're supposed to clash super heavily.
Yeah. No, it's not... you guys do clash, and also Aries and Cancer, same thing. They were both number one. I will read this description of why you guys do not like each other.
Okay.
There's a strong initial attraction between Aries and Pisces, but as time goes by, the level of attraction will decrease. Oops. Although the first impression will be powerful, a number of differences will have to be addressed. You need to practice caution before getting into a relationship with Pisces, because they are characterized by water, whereas you, Aries, are represented by fire. For this reason, Pisces will dampen your fun-loving character. Pisces represents a secretive and hidden zone for Aries, making the relationship between them mysterious and unusual.
So this actually tracks, because I once almost dated someone that's an Aries. Mm. And like, we hit it off initially very much like everything in common. And then like, as it progressed, she was like, you're a Pisces. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what does that mean?
Okay. Yeah. Those people on.
No. Okay. Wait, I have a story about this. I was on Bumble, like this is my single days. And I shit you not, I swiped right. The first thing they asked me was like, what's your sign? I answer Pisces. And they unmatched me. And they were like, sorry, I can't do this. And then unmatched me.
See, like...
Like, bro? Bro? I didn't even get a chance!
Honestly, like, fair enough.
What? What? The discrimination I am facing right now.
Knowing you, fair enough.
Wow. Wow.
I'm kidding. Wow. I love you.
That's a lie.
No, but...
Bold-faced lie.
As much as I love and believe in the zodiac characteristics, I don't tend to write people off. Unless you're a Gemini, I don't want that.
I'm going to tell my mom you said that.
Your mom is the love of my life. But... Your mom is not like a typical Gemini, I don't feel like. She's not chaotic. I don't live with her, so I don't really know. I could never date a Gemini.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
You know, would I try it? Maybe if I wanted to spice up my life a little bit, but...
bored midlife crisis vibes?
Yeah, I'm happy with where I'm at with my little Scorpio. My little scorpion boy.
Back to the least compatible. Scorpio and Gemini. We said that, didn't we? Mm-hmm. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We said Virgo. Bro,
so what I'm understanding is that all of my signs hate each other. that's all I got out of this.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You internally hate yourself.
This is good to know.
We're going to go deep dive into a therapy session right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently, Kat internally hates herself, but externally loves herself.
That tracks.
So, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I definitely think, you know, astrology is super cool. And there's also so much more to it that we didn't cover. Because there's like all the other stuff, like your Mars, your Venus, this, that, whatever. Like all the planets have a thing. And then there's also houses and stuff. And like,
yeah, I don't know. Like that if much you're. That.
Yeah, it's like one of those where I've read very briefly on this and I watched like a YouTube video where it's like if you're, you know, in the first house. But, like, if your ascendant is in not ascendant, because ascendant is always in the first house, I think. But it's like, if your sun is in the 12th house of a Pisces versus a sun is in the 6th house of the Pisces, it's a different type of Pisces or some shit like that. So it's like, there's a lot more to it. And I think it's a super interesting thing. It's just, there's a lot of information, so it's very overwhelming to learn about and read. But it's interesting. It's always fun to read about.
This was, like, a good basis of... Who the zodiacs are. We can go dive in deeper later on.
Yeah.
Because there are differences between, like, let's say a March Aries and an April Aries, or an April Taurus and a May Taurus. April Tauruses, don't even get me fucking started. They are not the same. Two different species. There are 13 zodiacs.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a happy, healthy day ahead of you, and don't catch the Rona like Angie did.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, that tracks. Very Taurus of you. Embrace the inner Taurus.
You know what? I love my Taurus. I have a Taurus necklace on. I have a Taurus tattoo. I'm killing it.
I love
and on that.
That
note, outro music.
Outro music!